We are in the house tonight with Milwaukee's Petroleum Republic, and it has been a while since they were up here last. So we thought we'd bring them in, get an update, play some live songs, and find out what's going on. So welcome back, guys. Good to see you all again. Thanks
a lot.
You too. Thanks.
For those, let me introduce everybody around here. Benjamin's on percussion, Chuck's on bass and guitar, Jordan, violin, vocals, and Nick is on keyboards and accordion torture. So we can explain that a bit later on, perhaps. Yeah. But, you know, it doesn't happen a lot these days. And I have to vet a lot of music in the course of a year. And every once in a while, you get something and you put it in the player and you go, this is actually something that's really incredibly unique. And the first time I heard you guys, I thought, where did this come from? Because you have taken, shall we say, non-traditional pop instruments and made some great music that is like a fusion of Americana and folk and Eastern European, and it's just lovely and it's unique. Let's review, for those who don't know you, where did that come from?
Who wants to take it?
Is it a composite brainchild of all four of you?
I think it's just trying to find our voice, you know, like what, there's so many bands and there's so much music out there, and we're all getting together and we're making something, and what is that going to sound like? And I think you have to start from many different sides and many different vantage points, and I think we have fun when we do that, and it's kind of enjoyable when, you know, Nick's goofing around and he's making something up and it kind of sounds like an imitation of this or that, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, that's not a half bad idea. That's you know, inspiring. That's calling some cards for me. I can hear something on that. So we're never. I think we're all trying to not pinpoint ourselves. Mm-hmm. There's so many genres and there's so many easy ways to say the music is this. It's country or it's rock or it's blues, and I think. In this day and age, when there's so much mix and so much melting pot going on, why not do the same with the music? Why not find something that's completely unique for us at this time in this place?
I think one of you guys came up with the expression "Gypsy Noir." Mm-hmm. Is that you, Chuck?
Yeah, that's me.
Was that over a glass of wine, Chuck?
I don't remember where I heard it. Not the term, but the inspiration came from. And I thought that'd be a great way to everyone wants to put a label on something, and it's easy to be like, oh, we play folk music. And then immediately that conjures into someone's mind what folk music is to them. And by saying, well, we play Gypsy Noir, that automatically begs the question, well, what is that? You know, and you can start to have a dialogue then with somebody about what that means. But the term is – Gypsy certainly brings in that Eastern European flair, but more so for us, I think it's the fact that we do – blend all of these different genres of music together into something that kind of roams around a bit. Like you don't know what style you're in the music that naturally comes out of that.
Okay. You guys have a gig on Saturday night up in Cedarburg at the Cultural Center, which is a perfect venue for you guys, I think.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. I've seen a lot of shows there, and it's very nice. Let's give them a taste of what they might hear. This first song, Lady in Stone.
Lady in Stone.
You want to set it up?
Yeah, Jordan.
Like a lot of our tunes, Nick kind of was writing about, I think it was just seeing our grandmother bend over in the garden, picking a rose for us. She's got this garden, and he just kind of saw her as a little girl all of a sudden. And it kind of conjured up a lot of images, and because we share the same grandmother, it was really easy for us to get some lyrics going, and we just play with the metaphor of what does a Lady of Stone mean.
All right, let's hear it. Lady in Stone, our guest in the studio tonight, Petroleum Republic.
Thank you.
echoes that were right now, a pause of a fight howl, and happy we're bound to fall. You are the one that's been on my mind in the way that you live, not the way. Thank you.
Milwaukee's Petroleum Republic. That song is called Lady in Stone. They are playing Saturday night at the Cedarburg Cultural Center. And I guess the summer outdoor concert season is not so much for you guys in this kind of music. It's great to get back indoors and play more intimate venues. I think that's more for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did do Summerfest last year, and we did Chill on the Hill, which was incredible.
Oh, that was an in debut, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people came out, and I think we really responded to that kind of turnout. Yeah. It's not to say we don't do that, but no. Yeah, the intimate venues are...
That's
it's a little more delicate.
You did this live recording just up the street here at the Jesu Cathedral last year, and for a while there, it was kind of like the du jour thing to do, to go out someplace in a barn or a warehouse or an old church and do, you know, a recording. But I think the sonic characteristics of that building and what you guys did, it's just a beautiful, beautiful recording. How'd that come to be?
I thank you for the compliment. It's very nice for you to say that. We weren't sure what was going to happen. I had an art exhibition with the Hagerty Museum. Mm-hmm. And it was an exhibition called Current Tendencies, and I had some of my sculpture and my artwork there. And we kind of came up with the idea, because my pieces were sound pieces, kind of wooden gramophone type pieces, that it would be great to bring in some sound with the exhibition itself. So why not give a concert? And I threw past the guys, and they had this brand new organ that was being installed. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like, let's show off the new organ. Let's have people come out to the exhibition. Let's have people come into our great, really old cathedral. And we got in there, and we had a few rehearsals, and I think we're all surprised at how much echo was in there. And we had a set list of all these great tunes we wanted to play, and the hall was saying no. Mm-hmm. It was too messy. We couldn't hear what was going on, and you know, if you're doing something that has a fast downbeat, your downbeat previous would be bouncing at you by the time
coming back to you about a half a second later. Yeah.
So we did a lot of slow tunes. We did a lot of tunes that really let the space do the talking and be kind of the sixth member of our collaboration. We also collaborated with John Weisrock, who is the organist at Cathedral. So it was a six-man or six-part collaboration. And it was really, really neat to get some sound recordings from the back of the hall and mix it in with the front of the hall. And, the recordings are really neat because you feel like you're moving through the space.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do another song here. And for those of you who are at home, if you have any furniture in the middle of the room, move it out of the way for this one, because it's one of those where you just can't sit still or stand still. Tell us about Don Trafoczka. What is that about?
It's kind of a, with so many different influences, it's kind of a mix of a few different languages and just kind of like coined a term for us that means go forth, go create, go and do. And it's really a message to the people of our hometown in Milwaukee that if you don't bring it here, you're not going to find it here. Mm-hmm. And this town is amazing, and we love it here, and we just all need to inspire each other.
Amen.
And go out and do it.
Amen. Let's hear it. Don Trafoczka. The Petroleum Republic in the studio tonight. This is WUWM at night.
Thank you. measure your heart. You got family and friends to weigh you down, armed with spoons and ladles, tied to faith and fables. Kupravese, dumbravuchka, sete. Track the payment, let the music play. Let's embrace another beautiful day.
Petroleum Republic in the studio with us tonight on WUWN. That song is called Don Pravochka, and it's not about a Russian mob boss at all. What's on the horizon? I know there's a new album coming down the road. How far along are you guys, and when and how can we look for it?
The dangers of having your own recording studio is that you can take as much time as you want to make it.
And you're always messing around, right?
Yeah. The last album took us 2.5 years to complete, and that came out in the winter of 2010, 2011. We started to record now, but we're trying for next year, and we're going to push on that goal and see how far we get.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be procreation somehow intertwined into creation of all of our albums as well.
Yeah, celebrated the birth of my daughter during the last album, and Nick is ready to have
I was going
to
say, speaking
daughter.
Of procreation, I'm going to get this guy out of here. He's going to be a dad any day now. So, none of you guys are musical newbies by any means. How satisfying is this project for you as individually and as a group? Ben, why don't you start? You've been quiet so far.
Well, we've all been participants in many different musical projects throughout the years. We've all played with family. We've all played with friends. We've all played with acquaintances, new projects, old projects. It's having that experience is really, really beneficial, and it's really, really great to be able to come in and all of us expect the same thing out of this project. We come, we get together a few times a week, and we come to play. Like this is an outlet for us. We do things during the day, and we all come very specifically to release things, to talk about things, and it's spectacular. It's as good as I get to hit drums, so it's it's really fantastic.
Jordan, how about you?
I've been playing with my brother Nick here for a long time, and it started with a lot of lessons and a lot of have to do and how to do, and slowly those walls have broken down, and it's a lot about what Nick and I individually want to do. But now we've come together, and we've morphed it into this group of misfits here, and I think we definitely are able to express the sounds. I wouldn't say like the lyrics and the words necessarily, but definitely the sounds, for me at least, that I want to be encompassed in and be, you know, within a space with.
All right. You got an answer for your brother on that one?
It's kind of in tandem. It's like we're twins.
Chuck?
This has been the longest lasting group that I've been in and I think the most rewarding to play with. But also from the technical side, I like to do sound engineering as well. So this has been like a band of firsts for me, the first full-length album we put out, the first time that I've really helped produce something substantial and is a great body of work. And I'm really proud of the work that we've done and what I've been able to add to the group besides just musical talents. And so that's pretty rewarding for me as well.
Very cool. We're going to go out with a song that I don't think I can ever burn out. It's the first one we latched onto, and that's a beautiful release. It's a little long by radio standards. It goes, 6.5 minutes or something? But we don't care.
Yeah.
It's sweet, it's melancholy, and musically just beautiful. So we're going to go out with that, right?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks again, guys. The Trolling Republic, our guest tonight.
Thank you.
Again, Saturday night at the Cedarburg Cultural Center, 8 o'clock, I think it's start time or something like that.
Something around there, yeah.
Around that time, yeah.
We'll see you there.
Show will be a great time.
Sounds good. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you. follow wherever you roam. And deep within me lies a child that is calling you home. It's so beautiful.